This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Voting underway for electing new leadership of Nepali Congress in Province 2. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast light snowfall in mountainous regions. And U.S. President Joe Biden denies failure in pandemic testing response. Now the news in detail. Results of the voting held for Nepali Congress central members towards a Dalit cluster in the recent party's 14th General Convention have been announced. The results were declared today. Man Bahadur Nepali, Prakash Rasaili Snehi, Nip Bahadur Od, Harisar Nepali and Maikulal Balmiki have won the elections held on 13th of December. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee said Lakshmi Pariyar, Swetha Pariyar, Santi Pariyar and Rupa Biswakarma have been elected towards the women quota. Voting has started from 10 a.m. today for electing a new leadership of the Nepali Congress in Province 2. The Nepali Congress Election Committee Coordinator Prahlad Gautam said, although the voting was said to start from 8 a.m., it commenced 2 hours later due to the delay in technical preparations. The Nepali Congress Province 2 Committee presidential candidates Krishna Yadav and Ram Saroj Yadav inaugurated the voting by casting the first ballot. The voting that is taking place at Gopal Dharmasala, Janakpur Dham will continue until 4 p.m. today. The voting was scheduled for Wednesday but was postponed until today, citing delay in printing the ballot papers. The party establishment side and the Koirala Nidhi side are contesting the election along with their panels. Nepali Congress Rautahat District President Krishna Yadav is standing from the establishment side, while Nepali Congress Province 2 Parliamentary Party Leader Ram Saroj Yadav from the Koirala Nidhi side. 2,000 voters from 64 provincial election constituencies of 8 districts of the province are participating in the election. 2 persons have been killed in a road accident in Kaski district. The district police office Kaski said the deceased have been identified as Krishna Subedi and Sunil KC. Police say the scooter was heading towards Kande from Nodada and collided with a parked truck. The body of the deceased has been kept at the Western Regional Hospital for post-mortem. Nepal's first cable car, the Manakamana cable car, has resumed its routine operation after maintenance. The cable car remained closed for 4 days from last Sunday for carrying out necessary maintenance in gearbox and tower. According to Deputy General Manager of Manakamana Darshan Private Limited, Ujjal Sirsan, the cable car service remained short for 4 days on 19 to 22nd of December for fixing technical glitches. He further said that the cable car service has come into routine operation from today after completing maintenance works. The cable car is upgrading its existing analog system to digital system as per its plan. Weather in the hilly region of the country will remain partly cloudy today due to the influence of the westerly wind. Light snowfall has also been predicted at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Province 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, few places of Tarai areas of Sudur Pashchim and Lumbini provinces have been experiencing fog, while some places of Tarai areas of Province 1 and 2. The department is issuing a warning, has requested the people to adopt measures to keep themselves warm as most of the Tarai areas are covered with fog and the country has been experiencing chilling cold day by day. As per the latest bulletin of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was recorded 3.0 degrees Celsius and a maximum temperature 17.7 degrees Celsius. The lowest temperature was recorded -5.1 degrees Celsius in Jumla and highest temperature 27 degrees Celsius in Vairahava. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has denied his administration bungled its response to the emergence of the Omicron variant. He told the TV network that nobody could have predicted it. His top advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said experts did foresee the variants. It comes a day after the White House unveiled plans to order 500 million at-home coronavirus tests amid a shortage. The Democratic president said he wished he had thought about ordering 500 million test kits 2 months ago. 1 year ago, Biden lambasted a shortfall in COVID-19 testing under the Trump administration as a travesty. A famous statue at the University of Hong Kong marking the Tiananmen Square massacre was removed late on Wednesday. The statue showed piled up corpses to commemorate pro-democracy protesters killed by Chinese authorities in 1989. It was one of the few remaining public memorials in Hong Kong commemorating the incident, which is a highly sensitive topic in China. The university had initially ordered the removal of the statue called the Pillar of Shame in October. Construction workers worked overnight behind plastic barriers to dismantle the 8-meter copper statue. Security guards blocked reporters from approaching and tried to stop them from filming. The wave of Omicron appears to be milder, according to preliminary studies published in the UK and South Africa. Early evidence suggests fewer people are needing the hospital treatment than with other variants, with estimates ranging from 30% to 70% reduction. But the concern remains that even if Omicron is milder, the sheer number of cases could overwhelm hospitals. More than 100,000 cases have been reported in the UK in a single day for the first time. A deeper understanding of the severity of Omicron will help countries decide how to respond to the virus. The researchers said they were seeing a roughly 2/3 reduction in the number needing hospital care, but there were very few cases and few at-risk elderly people in the study. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Voting underway for electing a new leadership of Nepali Congress in Province 2. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast light snowfall in mountainous regions, and U.S. President Joe Biden denies failure in a pandemic testing response. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.online.nepal.jp.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.